Blog Talk Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to Living in the Upload Life. My name is William Kareem, and we will begin the show like this.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Alhamdulillah, Abdul Amin. Bismillah, Rahman Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to The Upload Life. My name is William Kareem. I'm your host. And on the utmost life, what we do is we discuss ideas in social media, what social media is all about, the transitions that, we are going through as far as technology is concerned is truly increasing. But there's always something that we should always remember as far as Muslims are concerned, and that is that Allah is the one that created the life that we live in. He made the earth to spin. It takes 24 hours to spin one time. It takes 365 days for the earth to go around the sun. And it takes 9 months for a woman to have a child. So the point that I'm making is that social media and man's world can speed up all it wants. The natural world will always go at the same pace, always. If I was supposed to ask you, what season are we in right now? You might want it to be summer, but right now, season of spring. Summer is coming next month. It has a time frame. But with social media and the upload life, things are increasingly going faster and faster and faster. We should not worry about the pace that man is trying to make things go in man's world. We shouldn't worry about that. We don't have to keep up with man's world. Our responsibility as Muslims is to keep up pace with God's world. Fajr is going to come in at a certain time, just before the sun rises. That's what it's going to do. Almost at the peak of the day, we're going to do dhuha prayer. Then a couple of hours after that, then we do the asr prayer. And when the sun, we say when the sun is going down, but when the earth basically spins where we're getting ready to go into the dark zone for night, then we do Maghrib, and then a couple hours after that, we do the Isha prayer. This is the way that Allah created it. Now, that's the natural world. That's the organic world. That's the world that Allah made. But what man is doing, he's speeding up his world. So we've discussed how man has been doing that, and we started with the idea of electricity, the human being creating electricity, and then we went to the telegraph machine, and from the telegraph machine, then we get, you know, telephones, we get typewriters, because these were conveniences that were created, which was good for a human being. These were convenience creations or convenience ideas that was established. And the only way that can be established is that the human being has to actually basically use it. And so that's what the human being did. Basically, the human being, he saw the idea of the telegraph, and he used it. He saw the idea of the telephone, the computer. Even before the computer, the typewriter, and then the computer. Then someone came up with the World Wide Web, WWW. That's what WWW stands for, the World Wide Web. And it's infinite, the infancy stages. There weren't a lot of people online, but it was good. It was made for good purposes, so that people could basically communicate around the world. You might be in America, but if you wanted to communicate with someone in another country, you could. And that if someone had a computer in another country and you had a computer, that meant that you all could communicate with each other. So discoveries and these progressions that the human being made, most of the time they're really good. They are really good. It's just that what happens is people take advantage. There are some people that use it for good, and there are other people that use it in a negative way. So we've come to the point of, okay, so now that we have the World Wide Web, we have the computer, we have Steve Jobs, who made the Macintosh computer, and instead of having everything on paper, we were able to save documents on the computer as opposed to having to print out everything. This was good for a number of reasons, because it saved a lot of trees, because trees was where we made paper. So if you have everything on paper, then, you know, that winds up, that's not good for trees. So that was an advantage that basically happened with the computer. It actually, you know, was good for the ecology. Then we got into social media, and, you know, I'm going past a whole lot, but these are some of the basics that have gotten us into the modern world. Then we got into social media, and again, I've told you before that one of the first social media sites was MySpace, and that was pretty successful as being one of the first, and then that's when we got into Facebook. Because Mark Zuckerberg, he was in college, and he was experimenting in things, and he came up with, you know, a program called Facebook. Now, it's very important to understand that when we talk about www. dot, we're talking about the World Wide Web. In order for anything to go on the World Wide Web where something could be shared with anybody, it has to be uploaded. It has to be uploaded onto the World Wide Web. It's not something that just happens automatically. So when you see, and I'm going to bring it back a little bit, when you see newscasts going on, especially on social media, these are programs that have been uploaded onto the World Wide Web. And it may be on a web page that the TV company has, or the radio company has, or the film company has. It has to be uploaded. So that's why you see everything that you see on the World Wide Web has been uploaded. And it's good. What's the good in it? What's the good? The good is the sharing of information. That's what the good is. So we have many different news channels sharing information. And if you remember, if you go back to, let's say, the 60s, let's just go through the 60s. When I was coming up, the television actually went off at 12 o'clock midnight. It went off, and it would play the Star Spangled Banner and go off, and then it would come back on at 6 o'clock in the morning. I mentioned that because what I wanted to mention, that with the advent of the World Wide Web, Ted Turner made a 24-hour news program. It was Turner Broadcast, but it was 24 hours of news. And how did we get to that? We got to that with the idea of following the trial of O.J. Simpson. Because when the news media would play that, they found that a lot of people would actually watch. So many of the news programs were playing the trial of O.J. Simpson, and then they were commenting on it, and they found out that people were really interested in that, and that, you know, if the program came on at 8 o'clock in the morning or the program came on at 8 o'clock at night, that people would still listen. So Ted Turner came up with Turner Broadcasting, and he made a 24-hour news cycle where it would never go off, because on the World Wide Web, you could, if that's a 24-hour engagement that you could do. So if you didn't catch the show at 8 o'clock in the morning, you could catch it at 8 o'clock at night, or you could catch it at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. If you missed the show, then you could see it later on at night. So these were, you know, in the development of these things, and I don't like to use the word create with these because Allah is the only creator. So, you know, I'm always trying to find another word because I try not to associate anything with, you know, the human being created, because the human being created nothing. That's just a side note. The human being created nothing. We use the word create, but we use it on the basis of the human being has made something out of what Allah has created. So when we're talking about the World Wide Web, that was an invisible, that was an invisible force that was actually in the atmosphere that the human being discovered. And when he discovered it, then he started to experiment, and he started to make other things. So he started to see how easy it was for him to make things and then use the technology that will use the forces that was already in the creation to actually harness those forces and to make things like Turner Broadcasting and other things. Now, you say, well, just explain that a little more. Before we got to that, remember, we talked about the television. And before we got to that, we talked about the radio, okay? The transistor radio, if you remember the transistor radio, it had an antenna. And you could turn on a transistor radio, and we're starting with AM radio. AM radio used to be the only technology that existed at one time. But what the human being found out, if he used this antenna, that he could actually connect to one of the radio waves that Allah had made, and the human being found a way to connect to radio waves. So if you're on 77 AM, that means that you're 77 megahertz, and megahertz is actually, hertz is actually someone who did some experimenting with the waves, you know, the radio waves. So 77 WABC was, you know, like if you tuned into 77 WABC, you were at 77 megahertz. But then there was WCBS 880. That means that you had, you know, connected to a frequency that was a little higher than 77. You would tune your radio, you would use it and tune it to catch the radio wave that was on 88. But then what happened is they found out that with AM radio waves, it was the radio waves could only go in a straight line. So that's why a lot of times if you was listening to an AM radio on your transistor, you would have to, you know, try to turn your phone in a bunch of different directions so that you could, you know, get the frequency. And then that winds up being the same thing. Then they discovered the idea of FM radio. And FM radio was a higher frequency than AM radio. So when you talk about 107 point, we're talking about a higher frequency than 77. We're talking about a higher frequency than 88. And these higher frequencies, you didn't have to, you know, do a lot of searching for it because it was on a higher frequency level. Then that higher frequency level, the buildings and all the rest of that, it didn't block it. With AM radio, the buildings could block AM radio frequencies. But FM radio frequencies was higher up the radio wave chart, and because it was higher up the radio wave chart, it was easier for people to connect to it. So you got 77 WABC, you got 101.5, and so these are higher radio waves that is called FM. I think it's alternate modulation, and I forgot what it is. Anyway, FM is a higher frequency. Then you got television sequences or visual frequencies. So when you are at WCBS, this is a higher radio frequency. So this is what, so, you know, this whole idea of frequencies, these are things that was discovered by the human being. And the human being, remember, and most of the time, all of this was for the good. You know, they did good in it. They was looking to do some things that were good. And, you know, so watching television was really a good situation because they were on a higher radio frequency, a higher frequency. Then when you get the cell phone is on a higher frequency than that. So there are these various frequencies that's in Allah's creation that the human being can tap into. So that's what the human being discovered, and that's when he started to make all of these various radio stations and television stations and cell phones that could connect. And then, you know, you had the idea of GPS, which was a satellite, which was a higher frequency, even higher. So you have, here it is, you have a satellite in space, and you have a car transmit up to the a satellite, right, that can transmit up to the satellite and then tell you, you know, where you are on the road and how to get to where it is that you want to go. But these are, again, these are frequencies that's in Allah's creation that the human being was able to get to. So what I have to do is I have to take a short break right now because it's like we got like 29 minutes left. in the program. So what we're going to do, we're going to play a couple of service announcements, PSAs. This one is on Graceline Credit Union.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
And this is a program that comes on Thursdays with Dr. Rashid and Imam Henry Hasid. I'll make sure that you tune in. I think this program comes on at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's called Critical Issues.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and Instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Fitler as its base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you and have a pleasant day.
And we're going to play another one. This here is the female solution with Naima Latif and Imam Kareem Hamid.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting the female solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, alhamdulillah. And also tomorrow, I'm going to be doing a program called The Lives of the Prophets from 8 to 9. So please be encouraged to tune in. Okay, so we were talking about the whole idea about technology and how the most important thing to remember is that man is creating technology to move at his pace in man's world. But Allah has his own pace in his own world. And it is important for us as human beings, because it's not only for Muslims, it's for human beings, not to get caught up in man's world to the point where we forget that we live in God's world. We live in Allah's world. And that world moves at a certain pace. You can't, you might want it to be 5 o'clock at night right now, but you can't do that. And you know that you can't do that. That's because the human being is not in control of the spinning of the earth. You might want it to be summer right now, or you might want it to be winter right now. But hey, but if that's what you want, you need to go to another you need to go to another country where you can go ahead and get some snow. But if you're in the United States, that's not happening. And you know that's not happening, because the bottom line is that Allah, God, moves at his pace the earth around the sun. That's important to remember, that we live in the natural creation, the organic creation, and we should always stay connected to that, always be mindful of that. But we also live in man's world. And in man's world, we think that we're doing so great. Of course, we live in America. In the process of living in America, it's like, oh, yeah, we got the internet. We got social media. We got cell phones. I can watch TV whenever I want. This is man's world that we're living in. Okay? In the process of living in man's world, the man wants our attention. And when man wants our attention, you know, these are some of the things that he has created so that he can, you know, get the attention. I'm going to take a telephone call because we only have 24 minutes left in the show. I'm going to go 727-408. our sister Martha Nala Williams. As-salamu alaykum. Your microphone is open.
Alaykum as-salam, and thank you kindly. Yes, and good morning, and God's peace be upon everyone listening now and later. William, my question is, and thank you for the information. It is so, I say, refreshing. And you know, we just pop our laptop open, and voila, the information is there, and we're tapping our fingers, and everything's coming to our fingertips to us. My question is on the sociability of mankind and the technology. Even though we're using, like you said, the conveniences of the technology, even though we're using it, let me see how the question is. The urge to stay connected with the human being, even though we're doing things robotically, do you think that we still are going, just like you say, the natural pattern of Almighty God is here in creation, so that natural urge in the human being to be connected with the flesh and blood human being will resurface, even though we have the conveniences now, you know how you go start recycling, the process starts recycling, that we will probably start using less fast stuff and get back to kickball and jump rope and that kind of thing. That's the sociability that I'm speaking of. Excuse me.
Well, I'll tell you,
that's
this
my question.
What we have found, I do understand the question, because that's one of the disadvantages of social media. That's one of the disadvantages of technology, because everyone is trying so hard to get, and I'm going to say your attention, but they're trying to get everyone's attention. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get everyone's attention. So they make all of these things in the upload life and say, hey, you know, come over here to Facebook and you can get friends, and, you know, you can put yourself on Facebook, and, you know, people do that. They wind up going on Facebook, and if you ride the train or ride the bus or you're in a certain place, you'll see that people's faces are glued to their smartphones. And they're not paying attention to anyone that's around them, because, you know, like, all their attention is on their smartphone. And it has a dynamic effect on the younger children who are coming up with the technology. So the technology embraces our children from a young, I'm sure that you've seen children that are 2, 3, 4 years old in order to keep them quiet, that their parents give them the telephone or give them the smart pad. And so they're so distracted by the images that they wind up being quiet, so that the mother or father can do whatever it is that they want to do. I know that's how it's used, because, you know, like, I've seen, you know, mothers in my family use that on their children, and the children actually go for it. You know, the children actually go for it. Another circumstance that I witnessed was, we were sitting down in a restaurant, and the young person was on her cell phone, and so it was said, look, when the food comes, you got to put the cell phone down. When she put the cell phone down and we were talking, she started to talk real negative. She started to talk real negative and you know, all of these negative things, because she didn't have the social skills to know that she was actually being disrespectful. I was with my with one of my grandchildren and my son. And we were out, and we were at the car show. So we're at the car show. The whole time, my grandson has his cell phone in his hands. He's communicating online. Well, you know, I mean, you got all these cars around. We're moving around. He's got all these. He's constantly on his phone. We go to sit down and eat, and me and my son are talking. We're saying, you know, you got to put your, you know, we want to talk. We want to talk with you. And he can't take his eyes off the cell phone, until my son had to grab the cell phone and put it down. But he didn't have the social skill to actually communicate except one sentence at a time. One sentence at a time. Hey, how's it going? Well, you know, like, it's going all right. How you doing? It's cool. Well, everything is good. But that was as far as he could go. He couldn't go any further. So social skills have to be learned in the real world. And I'm talking about the organic world, socializing with people. Will we ever go back? As long as there is electricity, as long as the human being is able to connect to the various frequencies, then the human being is always going to try to be, especially companies, news, broadcast, politics. When the president goes on and he starts talking, you know, he has a whole team that makes sure that his message is heard by as many people as he can get it heard by in the upload life. His message, so this way, he doesn't have to write a letter. He doesn't have to, you know, he might be in Virginia, but only the people of Virginia will see him, you know, live. But if he was, but he has cameras on his team and he has microphones on his team, then people can capture what he's saying in Virginia and transmit it all over the country and even all over the world. So will we go back? Well, it has to be an intentional thing that happens in our lives. It has to be intentional. And I'll give you this example also. Last year, I'm proud to say that, you know, my sons, I have two sons that were working with children with the Boys Club of America. And what they did was they took them up into nature, up into Harriman Park, which is, you know, a little upstate New York, Bear Mountain and things like that. That's in that area. But, you know, the parents had to sign off and say that they couldn't bring their cell phones with them. And it was uncomfortable for a couple of the children. It was very uncomfortable. They didn't want to be there. They didn't want to be in the natural creation. You know, it's like, man, I ain't going to be able to see what's going on. So, but they did have boating. They had hiking. They had basketball. They had all these other things that was going out. They had learning about nature. And as the program went on, they got used to it. So if we were supposed to take the media away from our children, eventually they'll get used to it. They might cry and hoop and holler at first, but it will force them to come into a social circumstance because that's what they do. They're in a social circumstance. The human being is a social creature, but the technology has basically got us away from it. And I think that's an excellent question because, you know, it's important for us to get back. And as a matter of fact, that might be something, you know, for the families that are listening, that, you know, like when you have family get-togethers, one of the things that, you know, do with young people is say, you know, look, you got to give up your cell phone. You got to give up everybody. Look, you got to give up your cell phone until the program is over. Because a lot of times, you know, they don't know how to socialize, especially the young people. So is anything else, Sister Martha?
That was very good. And you know what? I found myself doing that, you know, working and socializing. You know, I'm saying with CWSC and how we have to have our programs created and all. So I'm at a breakfast invite with two other individuals, two other females, and we're sitting there, and I'm on my cell phone tapping in the information, creating the show, and one of the young ladies said, that's very rude. And here I am, here we all are in the same age group pretty much, and I had to look at her and say, I apologize. You know, because there we are in an open public arena in a restaurant, and I'm on my cell phone trying to catch up on work.
So we have to
actually grind ourselves down to the bone to say, do things in an opportune time and make yourself appear and be sociable as a social family unit. So alhamdulillah.
Well, at least you were doing work on your phone. You weren't socializing, and she was thinking it that because she was on your phone that you were socializing, you know, but
right.
she may not have known working. But, you know, like, I do understand the idea that you're bringing across, you know, that, you know, maybe doing your work while you're in a social circumstance may not be a good idea. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. I submit it. So, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. Wa alaykum as-salamu alaykum wa barakatuh. That was a good question. And all of us know these basic ideas that are here. You know, we're, again, these things are done so that, well, let me just play this real quick. Let me see, where's the, okay, here it is. All right, this here is from something about artificial intelligence. Wait a minute, let me see something.
The unbridled exploitation of personal data, the proliferation of disinformation, and the deepening of societal inequalities. We have seen how algorithmic biases can perpetuate discrimination and prejudice, and how the lack of transparency can undermine public trust. This is not the future we want. If you were listening from home, you might have thought that voice was mine and the words from me. But in fact, that voice was not mine. The words were not mine. And the audio was an AI voice cloning software trained on my four speeches. The remarks were written by ChatGPT. When it was asked how I would open this hearing.
So that's Senator Richard Blumenthal. And Senator Richard Blumenthal played this commentary that was created by ChatGPT, which is the new kid on the block of technology, ChatGPT, because it says that it's going to be able to, you know, you don't even have to, it'll think for you. This is technology that will think for you. All you have to do is give them, well, you know, like I want to do I want to talk about making a turkey sandwich with salt and pepper on a biscuit. So you put into this computer program turkey sandwich with salt and pepper on a biscuit, and the program will actually create commentary, a whole paragraph of speech, pull things from the internet, that and do it in your voice, that will actually pull this, put that together for you, so you don't even have to think. All you got to do is write, you know, what subject you are interested in. You put it into chat, ChatGPT, ChatGPT, ChatGPT. That's ChatGPT. So that's the new technology on the horizon right now that people are so you know, concerned about. And so you have these programs that do that, that will create it for you. But then in the colleges, they're being used by students to write papers, law papers. I mean, they can write a whole thesis for you on whatever law that you want. All you have to do is give the basic outline, and then ChatGPT will formulate a whole paper for you. That's so basic. In other words, you don't even have to think. All you got to do is just give it the subject, and these computers are so powerful that they will go ahead and take your subject matter and create it for you. So this is what's going on mainly in schools. Now, there are others that may use it, as you see right here. We were talking about, in Senator Blumenthal, he was talking about how, you know, someone took his public speeches and then made this commentary from his public speeches that he had done. So now teachers and professors, what they have to do, they have to actually have a program that that finds out if this is this work is original or if it's plagiarism. That's what it is. Yeah, they have to find out, well, is this a real one or is this plagiarism? So that's where we're going today. But it's made as a convenience. It's supposed to, Samantha was talking about, you know, like how she was doing things. She might have been able to use ChatGPT, you know, to write the whole doggone thing for her. Yo, you know, like, look, somebody use my voice. They could use my voice and say that I said something. But, you know, what the bad part about it is this. The negative part about it is that someone can use your voice and then say that you said it, and then you have to prove that you didn't say it. So they could say that you said it, but then you have to prove that you didn't say it. Or then you will have to tell them, well, when did I say that? When did I say it? You know, well, I don't have any recollection of that. But that's where it can go. Especially if you're talking about as far as the law is concerned, if the law says, well, we have your voice where you said this or you said that. Donald Trump's voice is very easy to do. So, you know that they make a lot of stuff with Donald Trump. I mean, just because. He's popular in mainstream media right now. So this is some of the things that are happening as far as the technology is concerned. And again, most of the time, the technology is trying to make it more convenient for the human being. When you decide that you want something to eat, and you don't feel like you don't feel like making eggs and turkey bacon and cheese and coffee in the morning, you can pick up your phone and call your local restaurant and order eggs, turkey bacon, and cheese, and they will deliver it to your house for a fee. If you pay for an extra for a fee, we'll deliver it to your house. Well, Amazon is big. Amazon is big because you can go on and say, well, you know, like I want a book about so-and-so. And then, Tommy Davidson. I want a book on Tommy Davidson, which I ordered the other day. And Amazon had it there the next day. So it's a convenience. That means that, you know, we no longer have to go out to the store, you know, go out to Barnes & Noble. I didn't have to get in the car and drive to Barnes & Noble and have Barnes & Noble, you know, search up. Yeah, I'm looking for Tommy Davidson's book. Oh, here it is. Okay. But all I had to do is go to Amazon, put in Tommy Davidson, the book showed up, and then I ordered it, and the next day it was there. Now, that's a great convenience for Amazon. That's why Amazon is popular. Amazon is popular because he's made it convenient for human beings to participate in. So I'm a little – we only have 6 minutes left in the program, and I want to say that if you have another question, you have a question, you have a comment that you would like to make, you know, I got a couple of minutes left in the program. I got a couple of minutes left in the program. So what you can do is you can go ahead and press 1 on your phone, and I'll bring you into the queue. Again, this is the Upload Life, and we're talking about technology and how it has its effect on our life. So I want you to understand also that the technology has – I'll tell you this here. I just got a telephone right now. You listen. Right? I have a telephone call, and this telephone call is actually – this telephone call is actually from somebody in Africa. And this is where the technology is, that I was communicating with a brother in Africa, and, you know, now he just calls me all the time. He calls me all the time, which is, I mean, that's not a problem. I'm not saying that as a problem. I'm just saying that that's where the technology has it. I think he's from Guinea, Africa, and he calls me, you know. And one time what I did is I sent him some money, and so now he calls me all the time. And I say alhamdulillah for that, alhamdulillah. But, you know, like, see, a lot of times people think that we in America are doing so great, they don't understand, a lot of times they don't understand that we live in America is different from the lifestyle that they live in Africa. And they think that, they see that, because we have, we can take a shower, that we have a shower in our apartment or house, and we have a bathroom that we don't have to go out to the woods and crap or do a number one or two, that, like we're doing so great. But they don't know that there's an expense that we have to pay for these things in America. And but I send them some money because, if I send him some money, maybe the money that I send him has a better value, okay? He can get more out of $20 than I can get out of $20 here. So I send him $20, and I think he said that he could feed his family for 2 weeks on that $20. And that was, but then, he's always calling me now, So, I have to, put that on. I'm not going to just let you, the last time he called me, he said, "Yeah, Lee, I need you to send me $50 so I can get a bed for me and my family." You know what I mean? And I don't know. My son. I was telling my son that was doing that, and he was like, "Yo, man, they could be, playing you." I'm not concerned whether somebody's playing me. I'm doing it for looking for a blessing from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. I'm giving that now. Once I give you the money, you do whatever it is that you want to do with it. That's on you. But the thing is that Allah knows the reason why I did it. And that's the most important thing. You see people out in the street, you give them something. I give them something. Listen, whatever it is that they do with it, that's not on me. That's on them. Yo, you got played. I got played for $2. I got played for $5. I'm worried about getting played for $5, $10, $20. I'm worried about that? I don't think so. No. Yeah, I give money to my masjid and 150 and other things, but I'm trying to spread out the blessing, man. Get some more blessings, and that's something that we should encourage. Why? Because Allah has given us blessings. Allah gives us everything on the earth for free. It's the human being that takes what Allah gives for free, like the grapes and the watermelons and the papayas and the grapefruits and all of that. Allah gives that to the human being for free. And then you say, we're going to get it. Yeah, I'm not going to give anything. Who are you following? Who are you following? This is what we talk about. You get caught up in man's world. Anyway, so I thank you so very much. I thank you very much, brothers and sisters, for listening. And what we're going to do is we're going to play a PSA as we go out. And this is Don't Drink and Drive. Well, did I see that? No. Okay, so we're going to Cali Action Support System. I haven't played this one. Support us. Let's see what this one is. Let's see what this was in. So until tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
You're listening to America Muslim 360, Believer Supported Radio. Assalamu alaikum. This is Rajia Mukman with Al Mukminun Islamic Center, asking you to become a contributing supporter of CWSC and AM 360 at the most popular giving level of just $9.99 per month. Visit CWSC.us today to make your tax-deductible gift or call in your pledge at 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. This is Dr. Constance Shabazz for American Muslim 360, announcing a new program from our parent corporation, CWSC, called Eyes on Our Communities. While all are being challenged by the current public health environment and policy of spatial distancing to prevent the spread of COVID-19, some older Americans are being urged to stay at home who could unfortunately wind up being out of sight, out of mind. social isolation itself can be a threat. So CWSC is asking believers nationwide via its National Volunteer Human Resource Network to be an extra set of eyes now for our seniors to help ensure they're okay. If you're a senior or a disabled person and need assistance, please call 910-317-0297, and one of our volunteers will be assigned to call you and help connect you with government agencies, nonprofits, civic or faith-based, and other institutions addressing elderly and disabled needs. We don't want a single person to fall through the cracks. So please call 910-317-0297. Help is just a phone call away. The public service announcement from the CWSC and AM 360.